At least 1,000 people have been killed in a magnitude 5.9 earthquake in Afghanistan. That's according to state-run media. 1,500 people have been injured and dozens have been trapped under rubble after buildings collapsed. The Kabul-based journalist Ali Latifi says bad weather is hampering relief efforts.
In recent hours, there's been real inclement weather in Kabul and in other provinces. Torrential rain, hail, fog, and so planned flights, helicopter flights by the Ministry of Defense and the Ministry of Public Health have now been canceled due to the inclement weather. So again, that's going to make getting even more up-to-date information more difficult, and it also affects the outreach to the people in the areas. Again, these are underserviced areas, these are underdeveloped areas where there might not be the quality of clinics or the amount of clinics to deal with just the sheer volume of potential victims from this kind of an incident.
Russia is stepping up its assault on Ukraine's eastern city of Severodonetsk. Fierce fighting has been reported as troops carry out airstrikes and shelling on Ukrainian positions. The Ukrainian army says it's forced back the Russian advance at multiple locations in the region. Hundreds of thousands of people have been displaced in southern China by floods and landslides. Monsoon rains are the heaviest seen in the region for 60 years. Bangladesh and India are also struggling with rising floodwaters. 100,000 people have been evacuated in Bangladesh's northeast. Tens of thousands more have been moved to safety in India's Assam state. Thousands of Dutch farmers are converging on the rural village of Stroe to protest against the government's new emission goals. The farmers say plans to cut pollution levels by up to 70% will have a major impact on their livelihoods. The Prime Minister, Mark Rutte, says it's unavoidable as his government steps up efforts to meet EU emissions standards. Israeli MPs have voted in favour of dissolving Parliament. The ballot is one of a series of votes that will set the stage for the country's fifth election in less than 4 years. This week, members of the fractured coalition agreed it could not survive after just 1 year in office.
Hello to all our listeners. On Wednesday's episode of The Take, we look into the push for justice for Bruno Pereira and Dom Phillips, two men killed in the Amazon earlier this month. Find Al Jazeera's The Take wherever you listen to podcasts.